F1, local station of the year, WLRFM.
Good morning.
The Big Breakfast Blah on WLRFM.
8 minutes past seven. Debbie and Karen here on duty, taking you through till 10, hopefully. Stick around as long as you can. If it's only 5 or 10 minutes, that's fine too. 26th of March.
Yeah, we're happy to have you at this hour of the morning as well. Well done for getting up so early and embracing the day. And it is, well, it's a spectacular day in Waterford City, as I mentioned on the weather. The good news is it is expected to last. The good news is also that the morning mix is at €1,060 already. Those texts coming in.
Scandalous amount of money. If you've ever wondered about getting involved in kettlebells, what are they? How do you work them? Where do they come from? Why are they so popular all of a sudden? We might be able to fill you in a little bit later on.
Yeah, Irish kettlebell champion and Waterford man himself, David Keown, will be telling us what he's up to with kettlebells and why they are so good if you want to tone up as well. We have Weekend Away again for you this morning, and it's the City North Hotel in Dublin. And if you entered our fantastic prize to jet off to New York this weekend for 3 nights, well, we'll be letting you know who won that very shortly as well.
All here. And McDonald's 1994 quiz. Gary Barlow. Tickets. Thanks to Audi Waterford. Loads of music, news, sports, entertainment. Here's REM. REM, the one I love. Well, this is the one you hate. This is the one you hate to hear. If you come on the radio and you guess three voices, we call it the morning mix. We're up to 1,060. Now, you don't want to hear that. What you do want to hear is, you want to hear this.
Love it. Celebration. Joy.
We're just waiting for the morning when we'll be able to play that. So far it hasn't happened. What, how many days now? It's nearly 100.
This is day 97 of the morning mix. So imagine we'll be at 100 next week.
Stone the crows.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, please give us the opportunity to play that at some point. Maybe today. Maybe that's when it'll go, €1,060.
It could be. Good to have you in. If you're a Manchester United or Manchester City fan, we'd like to hear from you this morning about your differing views, I'm sure, over events last night at Old Trafford.
That's maybe the music that the Man United fans don't want to hear this morning. So joyous and, you know, celebrant.
Yeah. Well, it was all about City, really. 3-0. They had a goal within the first, 50 seconds last night. So just didn't work out. But I was watching this morning on BBC television. Some of the fans coming out were interviewed last night. And there was this guy, I'd say must have been in his late 50s, real Manchester City fan, obviously. Mm. Like somebody out of Coronation Street. And he just sort of had a big grim expression on him. And he said, they're on the way down. He said, we're on the way up. And he said, 20 titles, he said. Enjoy them. Because you're not getting any more.
Every day in March, WLRFM is giving you the chance to win a weekend away at some of Ireland's top hotels in a giveaway from Select Hotels of Ireland worth over €5,000. Listen in for the question across all shows between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. When you hear the question, text HOTEL followed by your answer to 57003. The €5,000 weekend away giveaway with Select Hotels of Ireland on WLRFM. The station that gives you more. Cost of entry €1 for deals on select hotel breaks. See selecthotels.ie.
But Bernie Welsh hasn't been getting any complaints. But I saw this the other night. And if you have a first confession coming up in the house and you're preparing for communion, not sure if you want to go down the Bernie Welsh communion boot camp route. But here she is in action with all the little girls.
The problem with communions nowadays is that the carriages have got smaller and the dresses have got bigger. So I've invented the new pop-up communion dress.
Whoa!
If the dress is small enough to walk in, it's not
big enough for God.
And if God didn't like flouncy dresses, what would the Pope be wearing?
A suit.
Oh, my little angels.
That's a grand morning. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Memory serves me correctly. I could be wrong, but wasn't Tiffany's in the classic movie, which I never saw, by the way, in New York City?
Yes, it was in New York City with Audrey Hepburn.
George Peppard. The reason I mentioned New York City, there has to be a reason, Karen.
There does indeed, because I'm sure many of you listening this morning were on our website over the last few days entering our fantastic competition to win a trip to New York City, heading off on Sunday for three nights and accommodation in there as well. Well, guess what? The closing date was yesterday at 5 o'clock, and we exclusively can reveal the winner.
We
of
have
that
a winner.
Trip.
We have do. Somebody heading to the Big Apple. Can you reveal the name now, please, Karen?
If your name is Amy Power. Amy, you've just won yourself a trip to New York. Get packing, girl, because you're going
baby.
On Sunday. Woo!
So good they named it twice.
Amy, well we done. Have your details. We'll be in touch with you this morning to confirm everything.
WLRFM News Headlines.
Good morning, it's 8:30. Your latest now with Liz Reddy.
Thanks, Timmy. Justice Minister will address the Doyle later, and in sport, Manchester United manager says they weren't good enough in last night's defeat. Good morning, I'm Liz Reddy. The Justice Minister will have two opportunities to speak in the Doyle later. Alan Shatter must explain what he knew and when about the secret recording of phone calls in Garda stations, and he'll be expected to change the record.
Traffic and travel news on WLRFM.
Thank you, Liz. 8:37 and traffic is building up now in all the usual spots coming in from Ferrybank across the bridge this morning and right down the Mall Parnell Street.
Let you be the pride of the office. Jean Dunford, here are the three voices the morning mix.
Well, it's been part of my life.
I think the last time I came here I wore jeans.
And then I put on a spread.
Right, basically it's over to you, Jean. €1,060 could be just seconds away. Here you go.
Okay, Gary Lineker, Will Ferrell and Robbie Williams.
Okay, Jean is going for Gary Lineker, Will Ferrell and Robbie Williams.
I'm sorry, Jean. There's no other way
no!
to say it. No!
The disappointment.
I'm trying to take away
Well, I don't think, Karen, we've ever had kettlebells featured necessarily on the show before, but there's a first time for everything.
Well, we thought there was a nice tie-in with kettle, breakfast, cup of tea and all the rest of it, and kettlebells. So that's where we're going with this
Why
one.
Not?
And kettlebell champion himself, David Keown, joins us in studio this morning. David, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks very much for having me.
He's looking like lean and fit and all
that. You,
you don't strike me as the kind of guy who would be able to carry these things around with very, very much ease. Because it looks like something that a fella would have to be very muscular to do, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
It's not. Not with kettlebells. They, what do they build lean muscle.
Yeah.
And they burn fat. So, I mean, I'm only 12 stone 2 at the moment, but I'm lifting 48 kg.
48 kg.
Wow.
So you don't have to be the weightlifter.
You don't
build.
Have to be a mass.
Banana D.E. from Montanagas Falterovas John. Good morning, everybody, and welcome along into the programme. And here's just some of what's coming up in today's broadcast. Waterford is at the centre of the Garda recording of phone conversations controversy. Fia Kelly of the Irish Times gives us more on the background to this story. And we look at what might be on the cards today in this developing crisis for government. We also ask, are some parents sharing too much on social media sites about their families? The Mayor of Waterford, John Cummins, has been named by Phoenix Magazine as a young politician to watch. We talk to him. Our medical herbalist will be here later. Our vet will be in studio to take your animal queries. And therapist, broadcaster and journalist Eamon Keane will be here to give his thoughts on Mother's Day. But as you well know, that's not even the half of it, because anything can happen on this programme between now and midday. I'm Billy McCarthy. Nice to be back, by the way. And this is Wednesday's Daisha AM. Nice to be back, as I said there, I tried to say, and my thanks to Maria for sitting in for the last 2 days for me here on the programme. Joining me now on the line is Irish Times journalist Fia Kelly. Good morning, Fia, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
Now, can you first of all fill us in on the background, particularly as it pertained to what was happening in that case in the Waterford jurisdiction? And then we'll take it from there.
Yes, well, the main issue, as your listeners are probably aware, is the widespread recording of phone calls at Garda stations across the country and the consequences it may have for court cases both past and present. The issue is, seems to be twofold. On one hand, it has arisen now because of a case that is before the courts, that it's going before the courts at the moment.
Almost 80% of Irish people feel that parents share too much of their family's daily lives on Facebook and other social media. The latest Aircom Household Sentiment Survey highlighted that the vast majority of people feel the too much sharenting, I love it, a new word, write it down, you could come up with the next pub quiz you're at, that too much sharenting takes place online, with more than 3 out of 4 complaining that it is boring for others. I don't think it's just boring, it could be dangerous for your own family. Lisa Comerford, Consumer Marketing Director of Aircom, joins me now. Good morning, Lisa. Lovely to talk to you.
Good morning, Bailey. Good to talk to you too.
That's a new word for me, sharenting, but then not being a parent, what would I know about it?
It is. It's a phenomenon that's been around for a long time, and essentially it refers to the instance of people sharing photos of their children online, primarily on Facebook, updating spaces, community.
Walter Overash, welcome back to the programme. We're bringing it to you live from our West Waterford studios here in Dungarvan this morning, where the sun is spitting the rocks as we speak. It's quite cool out, but nevertheless it's great to see such lovely sunny weather, and we hope that the sun is shining on you in whatever part of the city and county you might be listening to us. Just to let you know again that Eamon Keane will be joining me in the studio at around 11:30, and he's going to give us his musings on Mother's Day. Mammy's very much to the fore on the programme in this half hour, more of that and on, but also to let you know that each day we'll be playing a track from Dirty Dancing, right? And then when you hear it, we will invite you to text in as soon as possible. And then this is all about winning a fantastic prize. It's a pair of tickets to see Dirty Dancing, the musical, at the Borgosh Energy Theatre in July. And also they're throwing in 2 overnight stays with bed and breakfast at a Dublin hotel. We'll have 2 winners at the end of the week on this competition. We're playing qualifying rounds on every day of the week this week. So listen out for a song which I shall play at random from Dirty Dancing. And when you hear it, get in touch with us. All right. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but according to a recent survey, almost 73% of Irish people say that they are turning into their mother. Now, have you ever said that? The more I listen to myself, I'm turning into my mother. And David Welsh of One For All joins me now. Good morning, David. Welcome to the programme and thank you for taking the call. Good morning to you.
Billy, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you indeed. Now, have you ever sat back and said to yourself, I think I'm turning into my mother?
I haven't said it no myself, but definitely my wife has said it on a few occasions after she comes out with certain comments. She goes, oh my God, this is my mother's comment, I'm turning into my mother.
Because you're using the same comments that she would have used or still uses, and you're sort of developing your mother's attitudes, I would imagine, as well, particularly the women.
Absolutely, absolutely. Particularly the comments. Watch for you, won't pass you by was one of the top comments that people's mothers say.
You're going to love this. This comes in from a listener and it says, I love listening to this man. I want him to move in with me.
I'd be finished with Billy at 5:00.
Okay, the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law or son-in-law dynamic.
Yeah, this is a really, really tricky one, you know. And again, you know, it's great talking from the so-called expert position, but when you've been in situations, you know, as we all have and stuff, I think that's the key thing. So anything I'm about to say comes with that health warning. I'm human too and I've made my mistakes. Here's some of the crucial things, right? You have to remember, if you're dealing, for instance, a mother-in-law can be a tremendous support, you know, as kind of father-in-law as well. So that's a crucial thing, particularly when people are under extra pressure. But here's the most important thing. You cannot change anybody else. That's the single most important thing to remember. The thousands of hours I hear people saying, and wait till I tell her, and then once they have, you know, the big talk, Billy, I hate the big talk, but it's with teens or partners, we're having the big talk and stuff. I've never seen the big talk do anything, very, very rarely, okay?
I'm going to sit her down and sort this.
That's right, yeah. And she'll see sense, okay? Talk, yeah. Number one, remember this, I come back to it, remember.
Online, on mobile, and on air. From Waterford and Dungarvan, this is WLRFM News.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Liz Reddy. Good afternoon. The Justice Minister says the fact that recording of phone calls in Garda stations was in place and for so long is of serious concern. Alan Shatters addressed the Dáil after Cabinet decided to establish a commission of investigation into the matter. He says he's constrained by the fact a civil case is before the courts and that his department was made aware of this incident in one Garda station on February 28th last. But he says he didn't see a letter from former Commissioner Callanan on the extent of the issue sent on March 10th until 21 yesterday afternoon. Speaking in the Dáil this morning, Justice Minister said the report on the Waterford situation wasn't brought to his desk.
Reference has been made, for example, to a case investigated by GSOC of a member of the public who was assaulted by members of the Garda Síochána in Waterford. GSOC, I've since learned, reported on this the 16th of June last year, did make reference in their report to the recording of phone calls in Waterford Garda Station. However, this was not a report to me or my department.
In response, Fianna Fáil's Niall Collins says it's incredulous that the minister wasn't aware of the phone recordings at Waterford Garda Station, given that it was part of a high-profile case.
The facts out there in relation to the Waterford case were out there in the public domain for years, weeks and months. In fact, that case, which was taken arising from Waterford, was one of the first high-profile prosecutions taken by GSOC following an investigation and a complaint, where serving members of An Garda Síochána were convicted and sent to prison. And, Minister, it's just not credible that you didn't know about it, that the Attorney General failed to inform you.
Nine workers who've been staging a sit-in at the Park Inn for a month are still in the dark as to whether or not their jobs will be saved. The staff at the pub on Paddy Brown's Road began the protest at the end of February when they were informed that the establishment was closing with immediate effect. There have been numerous meetings since then between the workers, members of the Unite Trade Union and representatives from the company. Some issues have been resolved already, including the workers' redundancies. The latest meeting was yesterday afternoon when a meeting was held with company accountant Brian Flynn and Gerard Halley solicitors. Workers were told the company's going into liquidation, something which independent city councillor Sean Reinhardt says will clear up other matters.
We knew that the lads' redundancy was going to be looked after under the insolvency fund, but the company is going into liquidation. That does mean that their pay in lieu can be sorted through the insolvency fund as well.
The Lunchbox with Ian and Aveen on WLRFM.
Thanks to Bellissimo Restaurant, Dunmore Road. A warm welcome awaits you every time.
Let's put our cards on the table. It is always a sad occasion when a couple splits up, and even more so when the couple have got two little kids. In this case, what is it? Apple and Moses, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. But I'm not sure who I feel more sorry for in this split up. Is it Gwyneth? Is it Chris? Is it Apple? Is it Moses? Or is it the English language? Because they didn't split up. They consciously decoupled, as you probably have heard over the course of the morning. Have you ever in your life heard such guff? We'll also be talking about our wonderful President Michael D. Higgins queuing for an ATM machine in Dublin. Wouldn't you think he'd have somebody to do that for him when he's the president and with a big fat salary like that? We have our lyrics file today. You'll hear how one man's random acts of kindness ended him up in a mental asylum. I jest you not. And this was in Canada, not even in America or in Ireland. And we'll be telling you what Twitter is telling us this afternoon as well. And lots of giveaways on the show again today. Your chance with Audi to be taken to see Gary Barlow, the sold out concert, you and three friends. We've got our weekend away competition as well today and lots, lots more beside. So, Aveen, what's your initial reaction to the massive breaking news? And it should have been front page stories today, should have been the headlines today, but they went for Shatter on Knife Edge and Garda Tape Scandal instead, about Gwyneth and Chris breaking up.
My first reaction was aw.
I know.
Yeah, it is a little bit aw, because I did like them as a couple, and it's great when you see two famous people managing to sustain a relationship, and they're together 10 years and they have kids and all of that. And then the whole decoupling thing came out. And the only thing I can kind of explain the decoupling is that maybe they're using that words for their children. So that their children aren't hearing, oh, mum and dad are splitting up.
Yeah.
You know, if someone says to their kids in the playground, oh, I hear your parents are getting a divorce. No, they're not. They're just decoupling.
They just consciously decoupled.
Yeah, so maybe that's their reasoning. But a couple of people are giving their reasoning as to why they split up.
Okay.
On Twitter, as only Twitter can do. One theory is that Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin separated because Gwyneth probably caught him eating a cheeseburger. Someone else put up a photograph of Chris Martin's breakfast this morning.
Eggs, bacon, sausage.
Rashers, lovely. Sausages and a few chicken nuggets on the side.
Lovely.
And someone else is, and I think that there might be something in this that maybe it's our fault that we never came up for a combined name for them.
It's hurling, it's the WRFM big match, thanks to Fitzgerald Life and Pensions.
Well caught by Kevin Moore, takes his shot, oh that's a super middle class.
This Sunday on WRFM, Waterford versus Dublin in the Allianz National Hurling League relegation playoff game, live from Welch Park.
Come on, break the party, man, he's got a side to tell me tonight. Yeah!
Join Kieran O'Connor and Brian Flannery for all the action live on WRFM this Sunday from 3:15 p.m. All thanks to Fitzgerald Life and Pensions. Their advice, your choice. Fitzgerald's, your local experts. More information at flp.ie.
Fun-loving criminals, Scooby Snacks from 1995, would you believe? That's from the album Come Find Yourself, featuring little samples there from Tarantino's Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs, getting you and me underway for drive time. Yo, what if it's WIFM? It's Ollie with you between now and 6 in association with Sheridan's, the home of Ford and Kia on the Cork Road. And of course, great value too. So listen, great to have you along. Hope you're well today. Middle of the week already. So many things to do and tell you about. First off, of course, we've got our Sheridan's 500 euro birthday call and looking today at the month of June. So if you're born the month of June, middle of the year, let me know. On 0518 72248 or text an 083 333 975. And if you've never played before, why not give it a go? You never know your luck on that. Basically, I take somebody on air a little before news at 4, open the envelope, and if you can match your birthday date against what's in that, then 500 euro is yours, courtesy of what if it's winning station WLIFM, with thanks to Sheridan's, the home of Ford and Kia on the Cork Road.
Dungarvan's Ciara Donnelly from The Voice of Ireland joined us on the show, having been saved for a second time by Brezzy. You can't reveal to us, or can you, what your song is going to be next week?
I can't. It's definitely my own interpretation, so it'll either work or it mightn't. I have faith.
Let's get the population of Waterford behind you. Next Sunday, tune into The Voice, 6:30, RTE Television, and yeah, give Ciara Donnelly your votes to keep her in.
Come on.
WLRFM's Lunchbox with Ian and Aveen.
Thanks to Bellissimo Restaurant, Dunmore Road, Mediterranean cuisine with a local twist.
Birthday time already. Where did that hour of the program go? Let me just take a look here. We're going to say hello to Stephanie Power in Henry Street. Stephanie, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you, Oliver.
Good to be talking to you.
And you.
Let's take a look at this. I hope it's a lucky day for you, Stephanie. Born in the month of June, bringing sunshine wherever you go. Let's open the envelope today. It is yellow in colour and see what we do. Hold on now, if I can get it open here. Now, we got it. And Stephanie, we're in the month of June. We're in the 14th of June.
Oh, no, Oliver.
What's yours?
The 7th.
A week too early or a week too late, depending on how you look at it there. Oh, Stephanie, I really appreciate you taking a shot at it, so thank you very much for that. Listen, thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Oliver.
Have a great rest of afternoon. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
The judges have met. Their task was not easy. To choose from the vast array of talented, dedicated and driven players who give everything to their sport in Waterford's Gaelic Games. Finally, the experts emerge with the winner of this month's WLRFM Granville Hotel GAA Award.
The first winner of the WLRFM Granville Hotel GAA Award for 2014 is Waterford senior hurler Shane Fives. Shane was in fine form in February with a number of standout performances in defence for Waterford in the two league wins over Galway and Dublin, while he was one of the team's best performers in their narrow defeat to Tipperary.
Yeah, it's great, not just for myself but for the team as well. I wouldn't be here only for the Waterford team.
WLRFM and the Granville Hotel, recognising excellence in our national games.
That's Avicii, Hey Brother. Before that, Shane Filan and About You.
Ollie's College of Knowledge.
Well, now to College of Knowledge. Oh, it proved a tough one today. But a couple of people getting it right. The There's a common English word that is 9 letters long. Now, each time you remove a letter from it, it still remains an English word. So from 9 letters right down to a single letter, it still makes sense. So I was asking you what that original word was. And Tony Cummins was the man who came out of the draw today. Tony, afternoon to you. He's driving at the minute, so he's unable to take the call. So we'll allow for that. He will graduate all his College of Knowledge as perhaps a distance learner. But the word we're looking for, the base word, is startling, which ends to starling, staring, string, sting, sing, sin, in, and I. So from that word, from the base word startling, you get starting, staring, string, sting, sing, sin, in, and I. So Tony, well done to you. That was a toughie today, but you were a graduate of Ollie's College of Knowledge. A nice WRFM goodie bag going to yourself as well.
Traffic and travel news on WLRFM.
Faction Aid's busy on the Mall of the Menace and busy going past the House of Waterford Crystal. Moving out the Cork Road there. There's a bit of a backlog of traffic at the minute. It is moving, but it's taking a bit of time. The Keys themselves, not moving too bad at all for the hour of the evening. What's coming up on 24 minutes to 5. Dunmore Road building a little bit, but it's all moving. Outer Ring Road busy, but again, moving on that. No major delays to report. The Cork Road busy out past the WIT this evening. And Ferrybank is busy, but it's moving, and no major delays to report there. Now, if you come across something you'd like to let us know about, please do on 0518722248 or text in 083-333-975 when it's safe to do so.
Traffic and travel news on WLRFM.
With the Rapid Cabs taxi app on iPhone and Android. Book your taxi the easy way with the Rapid Cabs taxi app.
Word was they were going to get back together again as well. Bewitched and Roller Coaster, the Lynch Girls, amongst others. Welcome along, it's Jeff Tunes on the 10. And it's the time tunnel between now and 7 o'clock. Hits and clips, we're going to 1948, 84 and 2006. Keep it right here, we're back with more.
John, how's it going? Yeah, I'll put you down for the morning mix, no
John.
Worries.
John.
Oh, I love that perfume. Yeah, I'd love a few cookies. All right, talk to you soon.
Hey,
oh,
hey, hey, what's that all about? Who's John?
Entering for the morning mix.
Are you taking bribes?
Oh God, no! He just asked me my favorite perfume, and did I want cookies?
If I find that you've told anybody, the other voice.
Timmy, calm down. Now you're losing the plot here.
Seriously.
I wouldn't tell
anyone.
We've
made a pact.
See, I haven't told a soul.
How can I trust you?
Timmy,
poker face, my foot.
You are losing it, man.
Seriously.
And what about you and that pack of women around you at the parade? You're going to tell me now they were chatting you up or something?
I never told them a word. I'm as honest as the day is long. I can't trust you.
Come on, this song is
Seriously.
Over. Back to business.
Weekdays, 7 to 10 a.m. The Big Breakfast Blah on WLRFM. Cancer. But I don't feel like dancing
when the old went to place. My heart could take a chance. Don't feel like dancing. Scissor Sisters. Don't forget Daffodil Day, folks. Try and support a coffee morning near you. Drop a few bob into the box. All in aid of cancer research in the Cancer Society. But there is a coffee morning in aid of Daffodil Day tomorrow in the Garda Station in Ballybricken. It's on from 10 until 12. Cakes, pastries, scones, tea and coffee. Call in for a chat and some treats. So, but try and make it if you can to one of them. 2006, that was a hit. It was the year also Stairway to Heaven.
Hi, I'm Karen with your Pulse on Entertainment. Well, it's all about Gwyneth and Chris. Sadly, they have announced that they're splitting after 10 years of marriage. But the statement on Gwyneth Paltrow's website, which announced her split from Chris Martin, was actually headlined Conscious Uncoupling and included a 2,000-word essay explaining the concept, which revolves around identifying a negative internal object that needed healing. It's not the first time visitors to Gwyneth's website called Goop have been left scratching their heads at its mixture of diet tips and celebrity new age lifestyle advice, along with book reviews, including that of a Buddhist monk, and recommendations for non-toxic nappies. But Conscious Uncoupling is the one that everybody is reading at the moment. The stars of fantasy TV drama Game of Thrones say they'd love to see it turned into a film. They were in London last night for a special screening of the first episode of season 4, which starts on Sky Atlantic next month. And John Bradley, who plays Samwell Tarly, and Liam Cunningham, who stars as Davos Seaworth, say they're both keen on a big screen version of the show, as are most of the stars.
It's all very cleverly done, all kind of green screen, blue screen. So it's all weird kind of silver balls that get hung around you, and you have no idea what they're doing or how they do it, but we're often that there's a big enormous dragon that react to it. They're getting more and more unmanageable.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a big paycheck to go along with that too. And that is your Pulse on Entertainment.